This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. You want to be clued in on what is really truly going on, right? Well, we're going to try and do that for you right here, right now. Lots and lots of things going on. I'm going to switch to the Drudge Report right now and see what the hysterics look like there. And because, you know, we do have a lot of histrionics going on. This is what they say. Moody's swooning stocks signal higher likelihood of Trump losing election. Swooning stocks signal higher likelihood of Trump losing election. There you go. A rout threatens to wipe out all the gains since inauguration. And teetering economy sparks talk of second stimulus package. Manufacturing index records decline. And let's see, Amazon warns of delivery delays running out of items. That's because they're not making them anymore. Let's see, what a Kentucky patient under 24/7 armed guard after refusing self-isolation. Shocking. Yeah, the coronavirus is the worldwide response, of course, from the globalist to, I guess you would say, deter Donald Trump. It's really kind of what it is. I mean, I wouldn't even say kind of. That's anyway. Health and Human Services suffers cyber attack. Fed cuts rates to zero. Stocks plunge. World shuddering. Italy, 368 dead in a day. Sick map. They've got a sick map out. By the way, we have a coronavirus map that's by John Hopkins University that you can see. Oh, here we go. This is the same. It's a sick map. Right now we have total confirmed cases in the world. Shocking. Well, how many people are there in the world? 7 billion. And we have 169,000 total confirmed cases. So far, they say there's 6,513 deaths associated with it. And there's 77,257, actually 58, I'm going to put me in there too, because I clearly had it back in January. Those of you who remember, I was canceling all my speaking engagements and so on. That was the result of this coronavirus. It was clearly the coronavirus. But, you know, we didn't have to test kits. No, I had to suffer through it 3 weeks, and it was bad. It was way bad. But, I got through it. I got through it. So, anyway, what we are seeing, I'm just looking at the map and the numbers here, 169,387, based upon 7 billion in population of the world. That is just a fraction of a percent. I don't know, 0.000%. You know, and right now, we got the word that the total number of deaths this year based upon influenza is around 22,000. Those are the figures that I've been seeing. Now total deaths that's been part of this coronavirus is 6,513. Now, I'm shocked. I'm shocked that that's happening. Now, one of the things I want to tell you about, which is very, very interesting, is I look at this map and I suggest you go to the front page of Agenda 21 Radio right now and you click on the map. There's a map right there. You click on it and you too can see what I'm seeing. And, you know, sometimes Fox News shows it up there, and so does MSNBC and so does CNN. But I want you to see something that's very noticeable. When you take a look at this map, if you just focus in, you just drag your little thing there, your mouse there, and you left-click it, and you can drag the map around, right? Kind of like what you can do on Google Maps and things like that. And then I want you to expand it on the United States. And you'll see all the places in which the United States has confirmed cases of the coronavirus. Now what I want you to do is take and broaden it back a little bit, take it back a little bit, and I want you to take a look at what's going on in China and in Europe. Wow. Do you see why Donald Trump shut it down? In other words, shut down travel from China. Everybody was just wailing against this. All the global, don't shut it down from China. Well, you know, wait a minute, there's an obvious threat to our country, so he shuts down travel from China. And look at China now, shocking. They're absolutely shocking to see everywhere in China, primarily around Beijing and that Wuhan area, it's just gone crazy, right? But you take a look at what's going on in the United States, it's minimal by comparison. And of course, the locations in which you have the most contagion going on right now, Washington State, California, New York, and of course, just about any other place that has an international airport associated with it has some sort of virus. So this is my point. Donald Trump shut down air traffic from, I'm sorry, let's go to Europe real quick. I blame them out. Europe right now is one of them. It's the other source. There's two places that are the source of the contagion in a big way. It's Europe and China. And guess what Donald J. Trump did? He shut it down, didn't he? He shut it all down from Europe to the United States. Now, we're much more populated than most countries in Europe, of course. Yet it's pretty obvious that we have smaller runs on the virus. Now, a couple of things that I believe is a result. Number one, Donald Trump shut down air traffic. So you limit the number of contagions coming in, people that are contagious with it. So the number of, has been eliminated. But here is the other thing, too, which is a good thing about the United States, is that we're a clean, hygienic country. You've heard me saying this, and it's playing out right now in real time. You can see this map. I know they exaggerate the bubbles in some places, but in China, it's pretty obvious that the contagion is there. And that, by the way, as you take a look at that big glob right now, we're starting to get reports that the numbers of people with the coronavirus is starting to trend downwards now. They're over the hump. Now, I ask you to take this into perspective, 169,387 confirmed cases. Hello? Total deaths so far around the world. China has most of them, 3,900. What is China's population? It's over a billion people. And it has 3,000 deaths as a result of this? That's not a big number, guys. It's a tragedy that all these deaths are occurring. Now, I don't want to sound like, you know, the communists say, well, you know, nobody cares when 3 million people die, but everybody cares when one person dies, right? Just go ahead and kill them all off. My point is this. Even in China, the numbers are not big. Yet there's panic, isn't there? And who staged the panic? It's kind of like, if you stop and think about it, it's starting to smell a little bit like Nancy Pelosi and her crew. Or those crazy Californians at it again? With China?
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Then
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
No need to burn down the house. The house is good. It's okay. No panic in the street, as they're doing on Wall Street right now. No panic. But it's true. There's some serious panic going on in Wall Street. And, you know, I just looked at the thing here. Markets are down 2,300 points right now on the Dow. This is not the live tick. This is the 20-minute delay. And I'm sorry for that. I can't get the live tick. Sorry. My ticker's not alive. But we'll try and make it alive here for you. It looks like, NASDAQ's down 764 and S&P is down 272. All because of a scare. Right. I guess the bigger question is, you know, what has really... what are these? Some of these other numbers that are out there, you know? If you want to talk about the flu season, we got some image results right now. I'm going to try and check in on these flu season things. If you want to call in, you can do so. It's area code 215-867-8255, 215-TOP-TALK. We got the talk lines open, so we'll see what happens. I know some of you call in and we don't get to you, but I'm sorry about that. We'll get to you. Just be patient with us. We're trying to figure out this thing. It says the flu has already killed 10,000 people across the U.S. as worldwide frets. Okay, now this article came from CNBC February 3rd. February 3rd, did you hear me? This is from CNBC February 3rd. I'm just telling you, I'm just the messenger. The flu has already killed 10,000 across the U.S. as world frets over coronavirus. The flu remains a higher threat to U.S. public health than the new coronavirus. This flu season alone has sickened at least 19 million Americans across the U.S. and led to 10,000 deaths and 180,000 hospitalizations. This is dated February 3rd, folks. Roughly a dozen cases of deadly coronavirus have been identified in the United States, though the number has mushroomed across its outbreak zone in China. That's exactly what I was explaining to you today, which now is, March 16th. Are we following the ball here, the bouncing ball? Maybe you guys don't remember this, but you used to go to movie theaters to learn how to read. I mean, really, they used to do these things where they put the words at the bottom of a song, and then they tell, follow the bouncing ball. And people would learn how to read that way. You know, a lot of people, you know, back in the day, were ignorant and they could not read. They did not know how to read. A lot of your immigrants who came to this country learned how to read by following the bouncing ball in the movie theaters. You know, they'd sing a song and these guys would be bouncing the ball. They had great graphics. I don't know how they did it in the 30s. I really don't. I mean, there's all these, you know, chyrons and things like that. But, you know, the back of the movies, they put those... I know I'm just sort of going the other direction, but I think this is important to note. It's how people learn how to read. English! Hello? Did I say English? I'll say English again. So this is... we got to fight through this, guys. Well, the new coronavirus ravages much of China, and world leaders... They were doing this without the numbers then. That this article came up, and they didn't have any real numbers for coronavirus, because remember what was going on at that time is China was still hiding what was going on. And why were they hiding is a big question. And it came from China, didn't come from our military. It's not the point. At least 19 million people have come down with the flu in the United States, with 180,000 ending up in hospitals. This is from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. That is what we have here. That's one of the stories. That was February 3rd. Let's look for some other ones. 2019-2020 U.S. flu season preliminary burden estimates. Okay? This is another thing. Let's take a look at this. This is from the CDC. No date on this. I know it's got to be before. What is the date on it? Come on. It says this is No, I don't want Espanol. I want Anglais. Anglais. Oui, oui. Si, si. So this is their estimates before the flu season came out. It must have been published late in the year. Estimates that from October 1st through March 7th, this is what we have. Flu season preliminary burden. This is what they have. I'm going to go through this. Here we go. 36 to 51,000 flu illnesses. 17 million, 24 million medical visits. I'm sorry, it's 36 million to 51 million. Hey, those zeros, they add up, don't they? Duh. This is what their estimate was. 36 million to 51 million flu illnesses. 17 million to 24 million flu medical visits. 370,000 to 670,000 flu hospitalizations. So the range I'm talking about here, drum roll please, October 1st to March 7th, which is just passed. And their estimates, March 7th, was up to March 7th would have been 22,000 to 55,000 flu deaths. Are you getting the sense of proportionality here? Anyway, it says, because influenza surveillance does not capture all cases of flu that occurred in the United States, CDC provides this estimated ranges to better reflect the larger burden of influenza. These estimates are calculated based on CDC's weekly influenza surveillance data. Now, I'm going to do the right thing and I'm going to click on it and see what we have. If they have any data on this one. The influenza division of CDC. Did you know we have a bureaucracy for everything. If you have the flu, we've got a bureaucracy for it. If you've got a zit, we've got the zit. Bureaucracy for it. I almost said democracy. It compiles and analyzes information on the influenza activity year round in the United States. FLU view. I'm going to click on that. I'm serious. This is what flu view is all about. Flu view key updates for week 10 ending March 7th. Flu activity. It says here, flu activity is reported, laboratories remains high but decreased for the fourth week in a row. However, influenza-like illness activity increased slightly. Severity indicators remain moderate to low overall, but hospitalization rates differ by age with high rates among children and young adults. That's just very typical. So they've got the geographic spread, the outpatient illnesses for flu. And we're making a comparison now between flu and guess what? Coronavirus. So this is all flu all the time here. That's what they're looking at. So they've got the number of jurisdictions experiencing high influenza activity increase slightly from 42 last week to 43 this week. Jurisdictions. They also have a geographic spread. It says the number of jurisdictions reporting regional widespread influenza activity decreased from 51 last week to 50 this week. Big deal, right? Mortality, the percentage of deaths attributed to pneumonia and influenza is 7.1% below the epidemic threshold of 7.3%. So it's not an epidemic at these high numbers of killing off people. Yet we've got a pandemic with a few hundred people, 6,000 worldwide dying. Starts to look like some sort of flag in the air, doesn't it? Here we go. We got a commercial. We'll be right back. I'll get control of myself in the meantime.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. So we're just kind of taking a little bit of a strut down data lane, getting some heavy data management going on here, and taking a look at some of the areas that have had the impacts of the flu, and of course we're blowing it out of the park here, that there's well over 20-some thousand deaths already associated with the flu season this year. Now, and again, how does that stack up when you take a look at the map? Where's the map? Let's see if I got the map here. Blood in the streets, they say. Blood in the streets. So you get the interactive map. Oh, go to Agenda 21 Radio. Sorry. Wherever that is. What did we do with it? Oh, here we go. Okay, sorry. All right. You go to the interactive map. We've got the COVID-19 worldwide infection map on Agenda 21 Radio. So click on it. Then you can see the interactive map. It comes up and go, oh, shocking, all over the screen. It's so dramatic. Heavy, heavy drama. John Hopkins, they provided this. Just die Schlickmeister. I mean, how much did they pay for the website? Is this an Obama-era website that cost him $27 billion to make the website? I mean, just something ridiculous, right? Go for big numbers. So here we are, 600 total deaths so far that are reported. Now, this number has been stagnant for at least, I don't know, Maybe they do it daily. I guess that's what they do. And I'm going to run down the numbers now. Compared to 22,000 already since the flu season started in October, apparently. Okay, we're going to do it. I mean, remember, you know, they got 22,000 already in America. That's the CDC number, not mine. Total deaths so far from coronavirus is 6,513 worldwide. Worldwide, total confirmed cases, 169,000 worldwide. Total recovered, 77,257. Those are numbers that you can get, you know. And where is the widespread? Where is the absolute widespread of this coronavirus with the most deaths? China. The most recovered? China. The most confirmed? China. Then Italy. Recovered Iran. Recovered Italy. I'm just going down the tick list. En France. It just adds up here, folks. It doesn't add up. It subtracts is what it does. I'm just looking at this map and saying, if it's this thing has been going on since December, you'd think you'd have a higher number worldwide. United States, we're at 22,000 for flu. Get it? Is this starting to look a lot like impeachment for Trump? They're going to try everything they possibly can do to stop Donald Trump. They've thrown this at him, and what has he done? He's performed incredibly well. Here we go again. Now we've got, I'm going to go through this map again, the interactive map. I'm not making this up. This is John Hopkins. The evidence is in. It clearly shows Donald Trump was successful at mitigating a widespread coronavirus situation right now, by the way, which is not the hype about it being so deadly, is totally bogus. Once again, we're using phony data like global warming and climate change and all the other things. What about Russia? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I mention Russiagate? Russia, Russia, Russia. Impeachment? Now we got pandemic. How's he doing so far? Blasio steps up. Oh, we gotta nationalize everything. So the good communist steps up. We gotta nationalize everything. The chants from the totalitarians are coming. Just all you need to do is just listen to them. And the market's tanking. The market. Let's see if we can talk it up a little bit on the market. See if we can stop that it says Dow craters after Fed's emergency cut. Well, we're coming back a little bit. We're down only 2,000. We were down 2,600. Starting to come back. It opened and closed within seconds this morning. That's what happened. So I'm just saying, guys, there's a lot more to this story. Let's calm down. And it's very, very clear that these people have a way with working in general, right? And of course, what has Trump done? Okay, let's rally the troops. Let's do these things. But let's not play into their hands, right? And of course, there's all kinds of just wacko stuff going on around out there. We know that. But that's just the way the game is played. But anyway, stay with it. I think that at the end of the day, we're going to be back to normal again. Liberals being liberals, you got to remember this is all orchestrated at this point in time, in part by China, because China is economically desperate. We know that. This is what totalitarians do when they get desperate. They do things like this. Can they stage a worldwide revolt against Donald J. Trump? And, of course, what's going to happen is all those socialist allies of China who have deep vested interest in China, which doesn't have an economy at all. Chris Street has pointed this out. They have a bartering, trading economy. They don't have a real economy from the ground up like we do, like a free market capitalistic country would. a big flaw in their system. See, this is where you take a look at what's going on in California. They're erasing, and they've been erasing by bad regulation, overregulation, taxes, and so on. They're erasing a middle class. Well, what they're doing to do that is destroying the base businesses that supply the tax revenue, so that government can be the government by the people, of the people, for the people. In other words, the people are in charge of the government, as it should be. Right now, the government's in charge of everything, and look what we get. This is the nationalization thing. De Blasio is calling for nationalization. He's a good communist. He's doing that. Now you're starting to hear him all of a sudden come out of his little, I guess you'd say, shell. He's been kind of dormant and beat down because everybody says your policies of socialist communism in New York fails. Now all of a sudden he wants to step up, and he's stepping up and saying, look at, you know, this is my time. We got the totalitarians that are making their move. This is my time. I'm Bill de Blasio, and I'm a communist, and I'm out and proud. And this is what we need to do, nationalize everything. Of course, you nationalize everything, and the government is running everything. The government is running the free market, as what we're seeing in California, the takeover of the public utilities, public, by these private corporations, the private corporations, after all, PG&E, Southern California Edison, San Diego Gas and Electric. Guess what? They are private companies. But what's California doing? They're nationalizing these companies to make them California beholding state entities. And of course, what's going to happen? Cash flow for California. Cash flow. More money to feed the beast. In other words, we pay our electric bill to the state of California, and cash flow. Everybody who's got cash flow or pays a bill goes to the state of California coffers. How's that working out today when we get money, get taxed? Where's all that money gone? Hello? They have a $320 billion hole right now, California does. You know, we saw just an incredible clown show yesterday as Gavin Newsom was trying to take the reins of leadership in a crisis. Are you kidding me? No horse would allow him on their back. That's a fact. No good horse would allow him on a mule, a donkey. I don't even think so. Maybe one of those wild hogs that you find in San Luis Obispo. Maybe there he'd be. Oh, no, he might be investigated by the FBI there. That's what's happening in San Luis Obispo. I'm just saying. The clown show just continues with these people, and Gavin Newsom's yesterday was an incredible clown show. It's very, very obvious no one, even on his own staff, respect him. And his answers, I'm going to have to play some for you. It is just unbelievable what was happening. I mean, people around the world have to be looking at this going, wow, California, that's California leadership? I mean, he spoke for, I don't know, 20 minutes. By the way, four reporters at his press conference at Mather Air Force Base, or former Air Force Base. Yep, four. Four? Four! And they were all his hand-picked reporters. See, the California governor has long enjoyed hand-picked reporters. Yeah, the ones he wants to report. Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? Isn't it? Anyway, we got a break coming up. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected.
go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Okay, as promised, the clown show. We're going to listen just for a little bit, because all we have is a little bit in this segment, to the clown show from yesterday. No guarantees that you'll laugh, but it's a clown show nonetheless, minus the red nose and hair of the governor. Here we go.
661 beds to be exact, and that is on the basis of current survey that's very contemporary of the existing hospital system. We have about 11,500 ICU beds in our system, but that's not just for adults, that also includes pediatric ICUs. It's just shy of 11,500 when you add the two numbers up. We have new and detailed information about access to ventilators, over 7,587, not over 7,500.
Okay.
And 87.
I can't stand it anymore. The numbers just flow freely. Did you get anything from that? Guess what? It's all the same all the way through it. You've got a hand person, people that are, that's a guy or a woman that's signing. You've got his Office of Emergency Service person who's staring behind him in the background. This guy is not a happy camper with him. His body language is saying, what a schmuck you are, Governor Brown. Or Governor, I'm sorry. What a schmuck you are, Newsom. That's exactly what he's saying. He's looking at him like with so much disdain. I'm not making it up. I am absolutely not making it up. That's what he's doing. And it gets worse for the guy's body language. And in fact, at one point when he's talking, he's turned to his cell phone and he's texting someone. It's like, what? Anyway, the clown show continues with the woman who's miming and using such incredible facial expressions. That's another part of the clown show. But listen to these, some of these details, because I'm sure you're going to gain a lot of knowledge from these details.
Ventilators currently reside in our hospitals, and we have procured new ventilators.
Procured a few hundred
that we were able to purchase.
Getcha.
And we also have our own cash, both through our EMSA and our CDPH sites.
We have them.
That include an additional roughly 900 ventilators in addition to the 7587 that I referenced. So I give you those numbers because a lot of people have asked about that information. Those are the most up-to-date and contemporary numbers.
All four in the room. Four reporters in the room must have been asking about that information. Shocking. 40 million people at risk. And all you can do is give us numbers. This is wonderful.
Take that point as a point of consideration and segue to the subsequent announcement.
To the subsequent announcement. Have you heard anything of relevance here other than we have a lot of ventilators?
And that is, as we manage this disease and the dynamic nature of this moment, we need to anticipate spread, but we also need to prioritize our focus. And the purpose of today's announcement is to focus on specifically what we mean by that.
What do you mean by that? I'm speechless. I'm speechless. What do you mean by that, Governor? Let's ask your person behind you.
To the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
On the air. Who's your favorite clown?
Ah! Hey, that's me!
We're having fun with Bozo. Fun with Bozo. That's me! I like that little part.
The stone told me.
The stone.
I get little signals from the stone. People think I don't understand.
I think you're about half stumped myself.
Stay here and throw the ball in a bucket for me. Here you go.
Okay, so we got Bozo the Clown comparison to Gavin Newsom. Like I said, all we need is the big red lips, the big red nose, and, of course, the big red hairdo. That would do it for Bozo the Clown, right? What do you think? I think Bozo the Clown would, everybody's loving this. Anyway, that's what we're dealing with in California. Listen, you've got the problem over in New York, right? And you've also got very, very similar problems going on where? You got the very, very similar problems going on. In Illinois. Shocking. Isn't it interesting all the main diseased areas are the socialist states of Washington, California, Illinois, and New York? Shocking. I see a consistency there. And, you know, by the way, when I look at the map, the death spiral map, as we would call it, when I take a look at that map, I say, wow, let's focus in on rural America. Shocking, not too many spots there of red. And I look at California, rural California. No, it's not rural California. It's urbanized California. Los Angeles. San Francisco. Yeah, anyway, that's what we're seeing. Okay, so we've bashed around those folks a while, right? We're going to tune to some other things going on for New California and what we're going to be doing in the future because, you know, the future is going to be here very quickly and New California is going to be a new state and do things a lot differently than what we're seeing now with the death spiral taking place in the state of California. Yeah, we're going to do things a lot differently, but that's, you know, we got something to build on. But, you know, this whole thing about whether or not there's a big pandemic going on seems to be a bigger pandemic, much bigger, like about 3 to 4 times larger a pandemic of flu around the world or even the United States. A lot of people dying of the flu. Up until March 12th, it was indicating that 22,000 people had died of the flu this year, just this year. Total worldwide, that was in the United States, total worldwide deaths from coronavirus, 6,513. That's the latest from Johns Hopkins. So you make your choice. You make your choice about what's going on here. All the hype and hoopla that's been brought to bear. Let's see. Nancy Pelosi owns the media, right? Oh, shocking. George Soros owns the media. Another shocker. The Chi-Coms own the media. Another shocker. The same usual suspects that brought to you what? The Russia, Russia, Russia. And also impeachment. China, California connection. Can't rule out Adam Schiff, as one of the players as well. And we know his Ukrainian situation. Did I bring up the Ukraine again? Shocking. Maybe they don't want you to know about the Ukraine, or better yet, maybe, just maybe, they don't want you to know about the Chinese-Biden connection. What a distraction. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.